Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz. My guest today is Sam Ashdown. She's a UK-based property marketing coach to independent estate agents. We would call them in the US real estate agents, but I think it's about the same thing. So Sam, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. It's great to be here.
So you and I have known each other for a long time because you were one of those people that got out there and said, I need to go learn about this new marketing stuff. And so you went to conferences and came across the ocean a few times. And so we bumped into each other there, didn't we?
Oh, we did. Yeah, I was your first fangirl, John. Your first fangirl from the UK and my first ever marketing book. And I'm sure you hear this all the time. And I know you do because I've heard you say this to other people or people have said it to you that Duct Tape Marketing was their first marketing book. And it absolutely changed my life from that moment on. And that it was amazing, really. So thank you for that.
I need to have people like you follow me around and tell people all about me. Let's tell a little bit about your journey then, because, you know, that, you know, you talk about my first fangirl. That means, you know, that was 2005, six-ish, you know, so you've been doing this a little while. So tell me a little bit about your journey. You started out as an independent agent, I'm guessing, and kind of things have evolved, haven't they?
You'd think so, because that would be very sensible, but I didn't. I started off developing houses. So I flipped houses, you Americans call it. I bought them, I flipped them, I sold them. And I was a single mum with three kids under 10, and I had no other way of earning money. And then what happened was I started being asked by friends and family. That's what happens, isn't it? And then you start to build your business that way. But do you know what? You wrote Duct Tape Marketing at the right time for me, because I started my business in 2004 and I hit go on my website and expected the crowds to flock, and they didn't. And I thought, oh, there must be something I'm missing. And then I read Duct Tape Marketing and found out what it was I was missing. So I literally followed your book to the letter. And and built my business on a consultancy basis, really, helping people sell what actually turned out to be high value homes for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. So I became a consultant to homeowners. But then following the crash, our crash was just a little later than yours. So about 2008, the property crash, actually, I started being approached by a real estate agent saying, well, can you help us build our business? And I'm thinking, I need to go and read Duct Tape Marketing again. So I did, and I followed the principles again and helped them build their businesses, and that was really, really enjoyable to me. And then there's a kind of third element to this this kind of trilogy of property businesses, because I'm collecting them. I still have business one and two. So the business two is Sam Ashdown Coaching for real estate agents. And then business three, 2 years ago, my son-in-law, who's married to my daughter Molly, came to me and said, why don't we open a real estate business? And I said, because they work really, really hard. And he goes, yeah, but we'd be great. And I go, yeah, but, you know, it's a lot of hard work. So anyway, we started selling real estate from my dining room with two laptops and not much else, and have built it into a really credible business. We've got eight staff. We've got a beautiful office in the English Lake District, which is kind of like a mini Canada, full of lakes and mountains. And, 2 years later, we've just literally had our second year anniversary last week, and it has been an incredible journey and one I've been really proud to be part of. So that's kind of my trilogy of three real estate companies in various different ways, two B2Bs and one B2C. No, two B2Cs, one B2B. And that's really how we built it.
I would have to think, I mean, maybe there are other people, I'm sure there are other people because it's a big world out there, but there's probably very few people in the real estate business that are coming at the customer and the market from those three distinct positions. I mean, in some ways, you know, your business where you're consulting with homeowners could be to send them to your real estate business so they can sell their home. And then you're coaching a real estate agent. I mean, it's like you're going to corner the market at some point.
Like I planned it that way. Actually, no, I didn't. I wish I could say I had, but I really, each one has been accidental, but each one has a beautifully harmonious, relationship with the other two. So, and I have lots more plans as well. So maybe in a future podcast episode, I can tell you about the other plans. But so far, so good. They all work together in harmony. And yeah, it's been fantastic.
And that's a principle a lot of people underestimate the power of. I mean, it's when you say they work together in harmony, you also have leverage. I mean, I think you have multipliers mm-hmm. with that. And I think that's similar to my business. I mean, I teach small business owners. That's grown, we consult and coach small business owners. That's grown to then coaching and consultants themselves. And everything we do for one business works for the other or supports the others. And I think a lot of people have that opportunity to find those other kind of leverage points that it's not like going after a new market per se. It's not really the same as an expansion. You know, it's more, I really like to call it, it's more of a finding those leverage points in doing more with what you're already doing.
Absolutely. And not only that, but you've got such a deep insight into your true, you know, your clients' minds and motivations. So I can sit in front of a real estate agent and tell them exactly how their homeowner is feeling, because I've sat in front of thousands of homeowners as a consultant that have told me, A, why they chose that real estate agent, you know, B, why they think the relationship's gone bad or well, you know, C, why they're moving in the first place and how that is going to affect their decision-making process over the next weeks and months and years. So all those insights, you know, go into a sort of big jumbled, strata of information, and it allows me to be able to give the best advice to whoever my client is at that particular time, knowing it's based on the best outcome for that client.
I think it's sort of interesting because it, and probably a little backward, quite frankly, or at least in the traditional sense, that you developed a knowledge for, you know, how the seller, homeowner, sells, yeah. And you turn that into coaching for the real estate agent, although you've never been a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And then you backed into being a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And I think, certainly not wrong. It's not the path a lot of people take, is it?
No, it's kind of back to front. And I think what it did give me was, you see, for years, I'd be saying to real estate agents, look, it doesn't matter I haven't been where you are, because actually I can give you an outside perspective that you haven't necessarily had before. But actually now I have both sides of that. I've got the consumer perspective and I've got, we're running an agency and trialing these ideas every single day. So I literally, as you do, John, I try and I teach and I try and I teach. You know, it's just, it's beautiful. It's like a little dance.
I've told people that all the time. I said, all I do is try stuff and then I go tell people what worked. So it is pretty funny. So one of the things that you did, and this maybe just supports the global picture, I suppose, is you created a pretty unique idea that you call the Success at Marketing Club. And if those of you that are following along closely know that my guest's name today is Sam, and Success at Marketing spells Sam. So bit of brilliant branding there. But tell me about that. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. we want to get into what it is, but I'd like to almost kind of hear your thinking on why you thought it was even a good idea.
Absolutely. So it started off as purely selfishly, and it's had two iterations. So the first time, I just come out of a really difficult divorce. I'd just moved with my three kids and everything was kind of up in the air, and I was moving to an area that, although I'd lived in the past, I'd only been around kind of school gate mums, and much as I love school gate mums, I'm looking for entrepreneurial friendships and relationships to help me grow as a person, and somebody's not going to be bored to death when I tell them, you know, my 100th story of my marketing successes that day. And so I wanted a place where I can come to meet other entrepreneurs. And as very often happens, you know, there's a gap for me, therefore there must be a gap for other people, therefore I create something to fill the gap. And that's really what I did with the Sam Club. And it grew out of that, and it grew very, very slowly for the first sort of 2 or 3 years. And it literally was me meeting up with some entrepreneurial or, you know, sort of solopreneurs once a month to talk about marketing. And as my skills as a marketer grew, then so my teaching grew. And so I started sort of being the teacher of the group.
Well, and at that point, it was no longer real estate, right? It was just anybody.
No, yeah. It was nothing to do with real estate. There was nobody there that had anything really to do with real estate at all. So that's why I started to learn what worked across different businesses. And I know you, John, you work across all businesses, but I hadn't really done that before. I don't really understand about property and marketing. So that was about 6 years ago. And then I let it lag for a couple of years, much to my chagrin, because I wish now I hadn't. And what happened was, when we decided, Phil, my co-director and I, to open up the estate agency, I said, look, I need some kind of networking system, you know, and I'd read your referral network, another plug for you, the referral engine, sorry, and loved it. I've listened to it on Audible as well, which is even better. And I thought, well, what can I do to have a system, something that's not necessarily automated? I don't mind doing it manually, but what is my system? What is my kind of end result that I'm looking to achieve? And I thought, I know, I'll revive the SAM Club. That will be a really good referral engine for me. And so I launched it again. And the first time we launched it, which was February 2 years ago, so 2 years and 2 months ago as we're recording this now. And I had 8 people there. And I thought, ooh, that's good. That's exciting. And then slowly, slowly it grew. And we did a different topic every month. And what was unique is I let them choose the topic. And what I said was, if there's ever a time that I don't know, you know, enough about this topic to teach, go figure, then I will bring in an expert. And a couple of times I've done that. But most of the time, these are people who are running, you know, shops, restaurants, very, very small businesses that I'm probably enough ahead of them to be able to teach them. And they're a bit of a workshop environment. So as long as I do a bit of research, I get to kind of be able to teach it. And then this is now 2 years later. So we've gone from 8 people. The last time we met up, we had 63 people in the room, which just blew me away. We've got over 260 people in the Facebook group, and every single one of them is a local business owner. So, you know, our referrals have gone through the roof. We had, I mean, just in the last one, we had 4 people there that were either selling or had sold their house with us out of 63 people.
Right. Because every business owner owns a house, you know, go figure, right?
Every business owner owns a house, and every business owner has a great online profile, you know, and they're trying to make it better. So that is a win-win. So this builds, and I know you are the master of the know, like, trust, try, buy, refer, repeat, right? That's exactly what this is. I think, you know, networking in somebody else's group is never going to be as powerful as me standing in front of the SAM Club as Sam and teaching them something I'm passionate about. So I'm seen as a leader, I'm seen as an influencer, and that then attracts other leaders and other influencers in my area. So it becomes this, you know, self-building entity that is bigger than me, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And again, another sort of leverage tool that, you know,
exactly,
is yeah, feeding, you know, serving several purposes at once.
Yes.
So let's get into the logistics. I mean,
sure,
you mentioned you come and you have a topic, but
yes,
but is it so just tell me how often you meet, how
yes,
long is it? I mean, I'm assuming people yes, pay a little money now to be in it.
No, absolutely. At first, the money that I charged was I wanted quantity, because I wanted to meet as many entrepreneurs and local business owners as I could do. So I thought, I'm going to lower the barrier so it's so low they can't say no. So £5, which is about, what, $7, was what I charged at first. I've just put the price up only because we've moved to a new venue. Venue is my most difficult challenge, because we live in a tourist area. And all the hotels that would let us have a room in the winter would not let us have the same room in the summer because of weddings and tourists. So we're actually in a golf club. And that brings a whole other set of benefits because of the type of people that play golf. Okay, so the referral network to high value home owners is fantastic. And I'm talking about high value homes with the owners, not high value homeowners, if that makes sense. So we meet every month. And we meet on a Friday morning. Now, something that I did accidentally, and if anybody's listening to this and wants to replicate this, and I'm very happy, by the way, to have messages and you know, to help people set these up, because I'm amazed at how well this is done, and I'm passionate about people doing this in their local community.
So before we give away your email yeah, address and tell people, which we will do in the show notes, I was going to ask you, so save this question. This seems okay, like something maybe you could teach as a offering.
If I wasn't running 3 businesses, John.
I'm going to steal the idea then and do it.
Please have it. Call it the John Club.
All right. So Friday morning, I think you were getting, and we will put your contact info in the show notes. Oh, but you were, what was the sort of stroke of luck thing that you said?
Yeah, the stroke of luck was I did it in a school mum friendly time. Now, bear with me here. So instead of being, I don't know if you have BNI there, I'm sure you do, 6:30, 7 a.m. start, 9 o'clock finish, you get a lot of people that are suited and booted. So the professionals with the ties and the, you know, some of them, sorry about this, guys, but some of them have, you know, egos to bring to the rooms. And then the ladies get a little bit pushed out if they're in softer kind of industries. And sometimes that's what happens. And what I found was that I started my club at 9:30 because that suited me. 9:30 in the morning. Our school drop-off time is just before 9:00. So I got loads and loads of school mums, and it was just accidental. But you know the best thing about school mums? They refer like crazy, and they're all great on Facebook. You ask a question on Facebook, you get 100 answers, and they're all women. They just are. That's just what the ladies in my group are like. So we're probably about 9 to 10. One out of 10 people at the club will be a guy, and the other 9 will be women. And I'll give you a picture, by the way, of our club last month, if you want to put that in the show notes, because you'll be able to see the mixture. But so 2.5 hours in the morning. So mums can do drop off, and then they get there, they have a coffee, they have a little chit chat, and then they sit down and they learn about marketing for 2.5 hours. And they go and they just evangelize to everybody about how great the SAM Club is. And obviously, by definition, some of that spotlight falls on me, which is fantastic. So I'm referring them, they're referring me, a whole little referral engine. And something else that came out of it, which was just another, you know, accidental kind of spark, was we did a competition for Ashdown Jones on Facebook just before Christmas 2018 to boost our likes a little bit. And I needed 12 businesses to get to do a giveaway. And of who am I going to approach? My SAM Club members. So we do a little spotlight video every day for 12 days. They all get a big boost on their Facebook likes. We get a big boost in our Facebook likes. They love us, we love them, everybody loves each other. It's just win-win-win. And so that group keeps getting bigger and bigger. I've got fantastic friendships out of it, fantastic referrals out of it. I couldn't be more grateful for what I've received personally, but everybody seems to think that I'm giving to them.
And because the beautiful thing is, you've probably never asked once for a referral, have you?
No, never, you know, and they just come. And actually, when they bring a referral to you, and I probably feel the same to them, is they bring it like a gift. They're so excited. Sam, I've got a referral for you, you know, which is lovely. And I'm like, oh, thank you. It's so exciting.
So obviously, in the early days, like a lot of things, it was not paying off at all. Probably you put in the effort, you went, you did your meeting for 2.5 hours, and you went, where did that day go?
Yeah.
But again, that's, you know, that's like all that. And that's why that's actually why it works, because that's the point where a lot of people give up and say, why am I doing this? Like blogging, right? I wrote 5 blog posts and it's not paying off. Yeah. So forget it. So today, would you say, other than like the residual benefits that you've talked about, I mean, it's pretty much self-funding, even at £7 or whatever that pays for the coffee, right?
Yeah. Well, now it's £10. So it's about, what, $13. And it cost me about probably 2/3 of that for the venue, et cetera. So I just give the rest to charity at the end of the year. That's fine. So to me, as long as it's cost neutral, roughly either way, then I'm happy with that. That's great. But, you know, it's funny because after about a year, Phil said to me, my son-in-law said, look, you know, do you think this is worth it? Friday morning, 2.5 hours, about 4 hours by the time I've chit-chatted and maybe gone out for coffee, et cetera. And, you know, there's still only 15 people and then 17 people and 20 people. It was painful. But we reached about 14 months and there was a tipping point. And I actually suggested to everybody we had a bring a friend meeting, because I thought, you know what, every meeting is a bring a friend meeting, but I'm going to make it an official thing where they're free and their friend is free. And we swelled the numbers by about 20% on that day. And it's never stopped since. It just keeps building momentum. We have about a new member request every single day now.
So talk a little bit about some of the topics that you cover.
So, yeah, they're just basic. And again, I take a vote and I do it when we're actually in the club. Matt gets buy-in. So I say, okay, what do you want to know next time? And they just shout out, you know, all these ideas. And then we kind of take a vote and then we go, right, next month we're going to do Facebook marketing or live, you know, Facebook Live or LinkedIn or blogging. Or this month, which is on Friday, we're doing one of your favorite topics, John. In fact, I need to get you to come over and speak, actually, if that's okay, which is how to get Google to find your website. In brackets, SEO, which they haven't heard of. So
yeah, that's beautiful. That's brilliant. I was doing a presentation one time to a group of business owners that probably should have known better. And I was talking about, you know, you need this element and this element. And, you know, SEO is so important because blah, blah, blah. And about 10 minutes in, somebody raised their hand and they said, what is SEO? Oops.
Oh, do you know what? Teaching brings you down to earth, doesn't it? It really does. And then when they say, why do you do it like that? And you think, do you know what? Why do we do it like that? Well, it's a really good question. So I really try and teach to the lowest of, in the room, but also give some really good tips for the, you know, the highest in the room to go after. What I've also had to do is put together some advanced workshops for certain topics. So Facebook ads, for example, because I'm pretty good on Facebook ads. So I wanted to be able to have a little advanced group. So I charge separately for that. That's fine. But mostly it's the main socials and, you know, content. It's all the stuff that, you and I, you know, talk about all day long. I do a bit of direct mail because direct mail is one of my hot topics and I think it's very underused. And what else? That's it, really. Content. Yeah. SEO. I don't really do website design, but I kind of do, you know, the customer journey. That could be one. We did campaign planning. That was a really good one because campaign planning can bring everything in.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Have you ever considered, or have you done anybody, you know, all this technology that we have now? Have you brought anybody in via, you know, Skype or something like that?
No. And do you know why? Because the Wi-Fi in the golf club is terrible. That's why. That's my excuse. But if you're offering, John, I'll see if I can get them to upgrade.
No. I want the first class plane ticket.
I'm sure something can be arranged.
You know,
what's
funny is, as you are doing this for a specific purpose, then it's serving its purpose. But, you know, I could envision somebody out there going, okay, I'm going to do the 7-pound one and the 70-pound one, and then there'll be a $700 group. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to do that, would it?
No, it wouldn't. But actually, and I think that's absolutely credible to be able to build a business like that based on a club. But I think if every single local business owner thinks about how they could use this. It doesn't matter if they're a restaurateur. It doesn't matter if they're a shop owner. It doesn't matter if they're any kind of services business. They could do this. They could just, they don't have to call it a marketing club. It could be a business club and they could bring an expert in each time. They could top and tail it, do the intro and outro, and it will be their club. And they're bringing everybody together, and it's not a networking club. It's a learning and discovery club. And that's
And I think there's a real key, because I think a lot of people, like you mentioned, BNI, and BNI serves a purpose for a lot of people. But a lot of people also feel like, you know, I don't want to go there and just, you know, be beat to death if I didn't bring referrals, you know.
I think you have to be a very outgoing person to make BNI work for you effectively. But you don't have to be a very outgoing person to come along and sit at the back and be shy with a notebook and, you know, not even raise your hand and then learn about Facebook marketing for 2.5 hours. You know, you're going to get a huge amount of value out of that.
I will say that, and this, you know, I know you better than my listeners do at this point, but, you know, you bring a couple attributes to make this work. You're terribly giving. You are a connector. You chit chat for an hour and a half after the thing with some people that want to, and that's really what made it work. And I think if somebody's listening and thinking, this is brilliant, I'll put together a club and I'll just get a bunch of people together and it'll make money for me. I mean, you invested significantly before it ever made any money for you.
Yeah. And I think even if somebody does want to make money out of this, you know, and I think, as I say, I think that is possible. I think that they are going to have to put the legwork in at first and it will feel like it's not working. But suddenly, as long as you give, suddenly it will just work. And if you give, and you're like this, John, you are a very generous person. You give and you don't ask for anything back. But those things come back to you anyway.
Well, but I do think that, you know, it's one of those sort of non-intuitive facts of life is that you're going to make a bunch of money if you don't try to make a bunch of money off of this.
I know. But when will people realize this? Honestly, I'm 50. It's taken me till, you know, 49 and a half to realize this truth. But, the people that I really respect and listen to, like your podcast, you know, the marketers that are actually really successful on lots of levels, they're all givers. It's not a coincidence.
I bet you're going to listen to this episode.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sam, tell us where people can find out more about you. And as I said, we'll put the contact info in the show notes because I do know that your offer to tell anybody about how to do this is genuine. So,
absolutely. Thank you. Okay. Well, if you are in the north of England and you're selling your house, please come to Ashdown Jones, which is the name of my little agency. But although that seems probably a little bit unlikely, I suggest that if you're a real estate agent, you follow me on Marketing Magic for estate agents, which is on Facebook. And then my main kind of big site is Home Truths, which is HOME-TRUTHS, and that's .co.uk, unlike your .coms. I couldn't get the .com. And that's where you'll find all manner of home selling advice. So one of those three places where you'll catch me, but you'll put the best email address in the show notes where you've people. And I'd love to hear from people that are thinking about doing this in their area.
So Ashdown Jones sounds like a car that James Bond would drive.
Well, it is. That's exactly what it should be. No, I'm the Ashdown and he's the Jones. And yeah, it's a beautiful partnership.
Well, Sam, thanks so much for joining and sharing so willingly, and hopefully we'll see you somewhere out there on the road, or I'll get to the UK, who knows.
Oh, I really hope so, John. And it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.